The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership. Welcome to Town Matters on WWER. Town Matters is here to inform Colonial Beach residents about issues you're concerned with, from as close to the source as we can get. If you're on social media, you know that it's full of people talking about issues and events around town. It is rife with opinions about what's wrong with the way things were done, and it's full of misinformation. Like any form of gossip or retelling of stories, sometimes facts get misconstrued or completely changed. Our goal here is to find out the real story of what's going on, straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And sometimes, to quote the venerable Paul Harvey, to get the rest of the story. On November 13th, volunteer extraordinaire Cher Lee sat down with Duke Dotson to talk about his development project for Colonial Beach. Using questions submitted by Facebook users of the Colonial Beach Community Group, Cher learned a bit more about what the Dotson Group is planning. WWER now presents that interview.
Hi everyone, this is Cher Lee from Colonial Beach Community, and I am with the Dotson crew, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you. This is...
Hi, I'm Duke Dotson.
Adam Tiller.
Tony Rolando.
And Kiki Baxter.
All right, so I'm going to ask a few questions that some of you sent in, and see if we can't relax your nerves a little bit on this whole project. One of our first questions is erosion on the beach. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely it's crazy. Are there plans that you're going to do? Because when the beach meets the sidewalk, literally it floods and erosion is called. Is there anything you're going to do prior to building?
Sure. So right now we have all of our due diligence going on. You've probably seen the trucks out there doing soil samples and our civil engineer doing surveying. And so when we get those reports back, that'll tell us more about what we have to do as far as stormwater, as far as that issue. At this point, our property line would stop at the boardwalk, and so the beach isn't our land. But at the end of the day, we will look at all the civil reports that we get back and the geotech reports that we get back, and then form a plan. And at the end of the day, every issue we have to work through, whether it's stormwater or erosion or anything like that, we're going to look at our reports, let the experts tell us what we need to do, work with the town. The town has been fantastic so far in working with us. I understand every town has a delicate balancing act of holding developers accountable, but also working to get a deal done. And so far, whether it's been the town manager or town council, they've been great at working together to form a plan. And we see this as a partnership. And so, and the town, as you know, Eddie and the others on town council have said that publicly, this is a partnership. We have to work together on all these issues. And so, we're only successful if the town is successful. And when it comes to whether it's, utilities or erosion or stormwater, then that's an issue we have to work through together.
Absolutely, because drainage, especially after rain, is a very big issue.
Sure.
Holy cow.
I've seen all the Facebook pages the last 3 days for all of this mess. Yeah.
I literally have a lake next door, which I never had before.
Sure.
So another question that I have from the people, are you going to hire locals for any of your work?
Yeah, so our architect and our general contractor are both out of Richmond. Those are folks that we worked with on numerous deals, and we know and trust them, and we're going to work with them. But the general contractor will then hire the subcontractors, and he will look at all the subs that are local first, because obviously local labor is always better. They know the area, they don't have to travel. And so, that will be on him to select subcontractors, but I would assume a lot of those folks would be local. Colonial Beach, King George, Fredericksburg, and then we're using Eric Nelson, the Caldwell Banker here, in the Caldwell Banker office, to be our local realtor, and so we'll certainly try to engage with local contractors as much as possible.
One of our top realtors, Eric Nelson.
He's fantastic, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I'm a big fan. Okay, and another question that came in, it was fairly easy. Are you planning to put solar power on any of the units?
Yeah, at this point, that's not in the plans.
Okay.
We're still early on the design of the structures, and at this point, that's not in the plans. But we'll see what develops.
Okay. how are you going to ensure that this is not a tax burden on the citizens?
Yeah, so I think the best way for it, this town to win, is for all these developments to succeed. So, you know, the town will win when we buy the land, because they'll get the money for the land.
Wasn't it 5 acres for $2.5 million?
$2.7 million, yeah.
Yikes!
Yeah. Was that yikes what, high or low?
I have some land I can sell you.
Well, you know, I think what's important about this deal is that this is town-owned land that wasn't making them any money. Nothing's on the tax rolls. And it's, some of the land is very well situated, very well located. And so when we buy the land, the town will get a pop of cash, obviously. When we pay tap fees for each of the townhouses, each of the condos, the town makes some money there. And then obviously when the buildings are occupied by businesses and homeowners, they're paying real estate taxes. And so the way the town wins is simply for us to have a successful development that occupied by businesses and people that pay taxes year after year after year.
Right. Okay. And here's a thing that a lot of people, well, first, let me get this out of the way. Can the pool be used by, are you going to have a membership, or is it just for the townhouses that you're building?
Yeah.
What use of the pool? There's
for
this beautiful pool coming onto this. Myself would love to. Can I have a membership?
Much as I would love for the pool to be public, it will be an amenity for the homeowners that buy the townhouses and or the condos. Mm-hmm. So yeah, at this point, it will not be public.
I got you. Okay. Oh, I know. I'm crying too.
But I will say this: like, what's great about Colonial Beach is there's so many, for such a small town, there's so many people that care so much and are active civically, whether it's attending town council meetings or like participating in Facebook pages like this. And so we read it all. Anything
Wonderful.
That folks put online, Adam and I literally read it all.
That's
and so
comforting.
We see all like what the town is clamoring for, as far as amenities, as far as they want an arcade, they want a Mexican restaurant, they want stuff for kids. And so we read all that stuff. And so we are certainly keeping all that in mind as we do these developments and future developments. Not everything that the folks want on the Facebook pages will be part of phase one and two, for example, but it doesn't mean that we won't keep doing other projects that will provide those services. So, you know, I would say it's great for folks on these Facebook pages to keep talking about what they want, and that will certainly help us decide what to do on all these projects.
And now, was it you that quoted you were going to make it boardwalk friendly? That was you that quoted that?
Sure.
And what does that mean exactly, boardwalk friendly? I'm boardwalk friendly now with our erosion and everything. I still love our boardwalk.
Yeah, what I mean is like the human interaction with the real estate. So what boardwalk friendly to me is retail that folks hanging out at the beach would want, right? So maybe that means walking up and getting a bite to eat and taking it with you. Maybe it means something like an interactive, like an arcade or something like that for kids. Maybe it means a seafood restaurant that's on the water looking, you know, enjoying the river views. So we would be careful not to put businesses in there that are not boardwalk friendly. You know, locations, everything. So there might be a business that's a great business that just needs to be somewhere else.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what that means.
Which leads me to the question of the bank building.
Mm-hmm.
I've read and had comments that you were considering making that a brewery, which in fact around the corner we already have a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Is that to give people an option? Or don't you think that's kind of stepping on someone's toes that's trying to build a business here? And they haven't been open very long.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have the support of the town. I don't drink beer, but I still love the people that, you know, that own the building. So putting in another brewery, how is that? I mean, I'm thinking of something for the people.
Sure.
Because for years, the people have cried, please build our boardwalk. Please give us something to do. Please, please, please.
Right.
And so this is what we're getting.
Sure.
And not that I'm not against Dotson at all. I'm all for a development as long as it keeps our quaint and our charm.
Sure.
So how are you going to work that into your development, and what way is your quaint and charm?
Sure, it's a great question. So, if you've ever been to Cape Charles, Virginia, it's a beach town on the Eastern Shore, and it's a fantastic town. It's got a lot of similarities to Colonial Beach. It's just a little more developed along the water is really the only difference. And so, when we went there this summer, you see a lot of businesses coexisting there together. We will certainly be careful. We're not here to try to put any existing businesses out of business. We're here to complement what is there. So the brewery question is a fair one. We wouldn't put a second brewery in town if we thought it meant that one would fail. We would hope that two or three would succeed. So like in Richmond, we have neighborhoods. In Richmond, we have 14 breweries in one neighborhood. I realize it's a different town.
Yes.
It's a different size and scale. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we need 14 breweries in Colonial Beach, but I think two or three could exist here. And when you cluster businesses like breweries and restaurants together, it helps the downtown become more of a tourist destination, more of a destination that you would go to. And if whenever we attend, when I go to a new town and there's two or three breweries, I hit them all. I don't go to just one. And so we think a second brewery could succeed here. And I like Colonial Beach Brewery. Whenever I'm in town, I go there. Mm-hmm. We hold all of our meetings there, you know, mm-hmm. before the town council meetings.
Yeah,
I've been
very
there
nice.
Like 7 or 8 times. So we would certainly... like, for example, we wouldn't put 2 pizza places downtown. We wouldn't put 2 burger
God,
places
please,
downtown.
No more pizza.
Right. But to my point is, like, but I think multiple restaurants, multiple breweries can succeed in downtown Clinton
okay.
Beach.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. Sure. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, at the end of the day, if we're going to put a – we wouldn't own the brewery. We would bring a brewery to that building. They're going to do their market research, and they would know whether a second brewery could succeed or not.
I actually think something in our town would really appreciate is a great seafood place.
Mm-hmm.
Just right here on our beach. I mean, sure. Really, on the beach, a seafood place, which we don't have. It's strictly seafood.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk to a couple of different restaurant groups, one that wants to do several concepts, and seafood is clearly something they're looking at. And hopefully, I'm with you. I would love to have that right on the water.
Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. Okay, so now let's get to a question about the one-way road where the townhouses are going to be built.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a one-way street there.
Mm-hmm.
How is that going to work? I mean, are you going? Do you have any plans going forward to VDOT and perhaps, you know, making it a two-way or where traffic would flow easier?
Sure. At this point, we don't have any plans to change any traffic patterns, but we'll cooperate with VDOT. And if they tell us we need to do something, we'll work with them to figure it out. But right now, there's no plans to change the traffic pattern.
So we need to be clear. You bought the land from the boardwalk or from the pier to Willie's?
Basically from... Hawthorne Street over to High Tides.
Okay, so butting up against High Tides.
Correct, yep.
What's going to happen to Willie's, that little...
So Willie's looking for a new home, and we would love to house Willie in one of our buildings, but he's looking at some other places too. So Willie's not going away. Had a good conversation with him last week, and if we can work out a deal to put him in one of our buildings, we will. You know, Willie's known that he's on a month-to-month lease, and the town has been communicating with him about it. So he's not he's aware of what's going on.
Right. Well, he's not going anywhere.
Sure.
I mean, whether he gets a truck or a building or whatever, he's not going anywhere in our town because we all love Willie and Renee, so we want to keep him here.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's good to hear that you'd work with them.
Absolutely.
Another question I had was supporting nonprofits in the community.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? I myself run CB Kids.
Yep.
Actually very active right now collecting donations for the kids on our beach for Christmas.
Sure.
And we have BAM and the Chamber, all kinds of... So are you willing to be supporting in our community?
Absolutely. I think this is a partnership. It's a team effort. We'll continuously look for ways to help the town in numerous ways. In Richmond, just to give you an example, I serve on 6 boards in Richmond, and my company donates to quite a few of them. As part of this development, we're donating, with each phase, we're donating money to Downtown Colonial Beach, the group that Joyce Reimer runs. I think that organization is like an unsung hero in this town of what mm-hmm. she does. She works really hard, and the thing she's doing, getting the town a historic designation, it's going to pay dividends for decades because developers will be incentivized to restore those buildings and bring them back to life as opposed to tearing them down. And that, you know, that, as a town, you really want to preserve your historic architecture, and you want to do things to get businesses to want to come downtown. And that the group that she runs, Downtown Colonial Beach, is great for that.
So, oh, absolutely.
So we're donating to that organization. You know, we were just really careful throughout the first 6 months of this process not to, just because of the political climate, we didn't want to do anything that appeared to have any sense of impropriety because this town's so small. Everyone in town council is tied to something. Right?
Yes.
And so we were very, very careful to say, look, we want to help,
right.
But we're just not going to be like donating to political campaigns and or organizations that are tied to political candidates because they didn't want that and we didn't want that to have any sense of impropriety. But absolutely, like we will continue to find ways to work together with the town, whether it's through nonprofits. There's a lot of things we could do. beautification-wise, whether it's the boardwalk or wayfinding signage or things like that throughout the town. So, yeah, we would love to be involved.
Definitely on board with community help, profit, nonprofit.
Sure.
Community. Okay. Well, yeah, that's wonderful. I may hit you up.
Yeah. Feel free. Now that elections are over, hit us up and we will be glad to help. Yeah.
Okay, one of the big questions that a lot of people addressed, and I saved basically for last, was the parking.
Yep.
It is such an issue.
It is.
And especially during our high times, you know, 4th of July, you can't move.
Yep.
I actually had my business on the beach 1 year, and I literally had to have a bicycler.
Yeah.
And then it got too thick for him to even go through that. I sold out, so I didn't have to stay. But
right. Yes, and the parking's a big issue, and it's a big issue for the town, and it's a big issue for us. And we, the town and our group, will work together to figure out the best solution. Our developments won't succeed without the right amount of parking and just the flow of beachgoers, the flow of people coming downtown. They got to have a place to park. So we do realize we're displacing a lot of the parking in the two waterfront deals. We are already in discussions with the town. We haven't actually sat down. We're setting the meeting with town manager, with Robin, with others. The Planning Commission, we hope to meet in December or January to sit down and say, what are our options and what can we do to help? We don't know yet. It's unclear if we will be the solution or the town or if we have to work together to do it. Mm-hmm. But we really can't even start the hotel project until that parking solution is figured out. And so both the town and us have a big incentive to work together to figure it out. And I think we will.
Yeah, I think we got a few thou in our parking revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot, really. But we did have a revenue from that. I don't know where that's going or who's going to take over that. I mean,
yeah. Well, the town owns that parking lot now, and they charge for it, and they make, from what I understand, pretty good revenue from it. So I realize it's not just, it's a revenue source for the town, which is important for the town, mm-hmm. and it's a solution for people to get to the beach and get to these downtown businesses. So we will absolutely work with the town to figure that out.
Figure out the parking situation for all, the condo and,
sure.
Boy, good luck with that one.
The condo building on the water will have parking, basically it would be mostly for the condo owners and for a little bit, a few spots for the retail, but it won't be enough. And so we'll have to have another solution. And so day one is the lot where the hotel is going to go, but we'll certainly look to find ways to take care of that parking issue because it's important for sure.
Okay, well, you know what? Thank you so much for your time and
sure.
addressing the concerns for the community. Basically, I did a little homework, mm-hmm. and I read that a family member of yours will mm-hmm. personally be living in one of the beach condos?
So my wife and kids, we're going to buy one of the townhouses.
Okay.
That will be a second home. We'll still live in Richmond. We've got about six or seven other friends and family that I've already said they're going to buy a townhouse or a condo. Most of those will be second homes. Some are retiring and will live there. But yeah, so we'll be part of this community, hopefully forever. But hopefully. So this isn't just a come in, do a deal and leave thing for us. We've fallen in love with Kona
Investing
Beach.
Investing your lives and
in
putting your children here and whatnot. That's awesome.
Sure.
Welcome to the beach.
Well, thank you.
Awesome for you to come in and try and build it up.
Sure.
As long as we keep our quaint. You said yourself, this is a golf cart community and also historic.
It is.
Those are words that you said yourself.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, I'm sure that your development will coincide with, our quaintness.
It will. It will. The fact that you can come here, you can take your golf cart to dinner, go get ice cream, that to me is the ultimate, and you have the water on both sides. And so the developments we're doing, I think, are going to be right size. They're not going to be too big. We're not building 7 and 8-story buildings here. We're building, in our opinion, the right size for the parcels that are there. And I think once they're done, I think most folks will agree that it'll contribute to the town's quaintness and it won't take away from that.
Well, you see the townhouses that are there now.
Mm-hmm.
Are they as high as that or lower or
bigger?
Are you
doing the condo building a block off the water?
Yes.
So our building will be 3 stories and theirs,
okay.
I think, is 4.
Oh, okay.
Places.
So shorter than that one.
Shorter than that,
okay,
yeah.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. And then retail underneath.
Correct.
How many, you said 1,000 square, is it 1,000?
The retail will be about 10,000 square feet
10,000.
That faces the water. So like you'll enter the parking from the rear of the building, like right where the front of the condo building,
mm-hmm.
and then the retail will all face the boardwalk, face the beach.
How many retail shops will you have?
It's unclear. 10,000 square feet will most likely likely be chopped up into four bays.
Four,
but we're not sure yet.
Got you. And that's just the front side, not the back.
Correct.
Got you.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, all of you. Appreciate you. And welcome to the beach. We
thank
look
you.
Forward to meeting your family.
Yes.
And participating in all that we offer. And Colonial Beach is really fun.
Yeah.
We have great, of course, 2020 was for everybody, and a lot of our events were canceled.
Sure.
But when we get back on track, you're just going to absolutely love it. We come together as a community and have a great time. All kinds of fests and whatnot. We're having a winter fest, Christmas fest up at Colonial Gardens for the kids this year because of COVID. We had to do a drive-through, but we still try and offer things, you know, to our community.
Sure.
And we appreciate, you know, whatever you're going to do to help us build up and bring in revenue.
Sure.
And again, thank you for your time.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. And I'll just say to the Facebook community that, again, we are listening. And anyone that has friended me on Facebook and looks like they're from Colonial Beach, I've accepted, even if I don't know them. I want to keep the dialogue going. And
I have friends like that.
So I would say these message boards are great for us to learn, right?
Good.
And so keep it up and send us ideas, good ideas, bad ideas. You know, even if you don't agree with us, we'd love to hear that too. So the more we learn, the better. So I'd love to keep the dialogue going with the town.
From the Dotson Development, here we go on to 2020. And this is a four phase, did you say?
That's
four
correct.
Phases, and you're planning on being done in the year 2022, is it?
The first three phases will be done in 2022 or sooner. The fourth phase could trickle into 2023.
Okay. All right. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone. Have a great CB day.
This was one of the first of what we expect will be many conversations with Duke and his team. As the project continues, WWER will keep our listeners informed. Thanks for listening to your community radio station, WWER 88.1 FM.